Hello, everybody. This is Luke Stamey from the Space Travel Podcast. I am here today with my young daughter, Natalie. She's sitting by while we record the episode this morning. A lot of stuff has happened in the past week as far as Starship progress. SN7 was rolled out to the test stand, and the idea, anyway, was to test it to rupture or to failure. And comes to find out, they hit 7.6 bar. And it leaked before it ruptured. Elon made very clear that that was way better than the rupture. So glad to hear that. They did move SN6 out of the high bay. SN5 out of the high bay. It looks like it's complete. They used that time while it was out of the high bay in order to stack the rest of SN6, and then moved the SN5 back into the high bay, so we got some beautiful images of both SN5 and SN6 in the high bay, and both look to be complete. So hopefully we'll be seeing SN5 rolled out to the launch pad before too long for testing, maybe even a flight if we're lucky. A gentleman named Corey posted an awesome animation showing a test flight with only one Raptor of the Starship and what it might look like. Does this interesting power slide maneuver, what seems, shift the center of gravity over to where the single Raptor engine can essentially get up underneath the Starship and make it fly. And then it also showed a cool animation of the landing legs deploying and sitting back down on the ground. In other news, Boston Dynamics robot Spot was documented at the launch site. And the speculation, at least, is that the Boston Dynamics robot will be used to do certain things that are deemed unsafe for humans, whether that be recording certain things at different angles or maybe even performing more complicated duties than that. We'll see. But I'm a big fan of Boston Dynamics, so I'll be interested to see how they utilize that technology. I did learn a little bit about the Sea Launch Service that's been mentioned a lot lately. Seems that the Sea Launch Service idea is not something new. They've been doing this and been doing it successfully for a while. And if I remember correctly, the CEO of the Sea Launch Service actually works for SpaceX now. So maybe that'll give them a leg up on getting the technology where it needs to be in order to get that Sea Launch system set up correctly. All right, and in Starlink news, the FCC is saying that Starlink may not qualify for the latency requirements to get funding, doubting that it'll reach the 100 milliseconds that is the cutoff for the funding, even though Elon states that he expects the latency to be as quick as 20 milliseconds. So we'll see. I did hear that if you're in a correct area these days, that you can qualify to be a beta tester for Starlink, like out in rural areas and whatnot. So I don't know, hop on there and check it out, see if maybe you qualify. That'd be very cool. I know I'm gonna go check it out, being as we live out here in a very rural area with limited internet access. That funding equals to about $1.6 billion yearly. So, I mean, that's a good chunk of change for them to be developing this technology. So, next Starlink launch is shooting for Tuesday, the 23rd of June. This launch will be supported by the booster B105.1, and it has flown four times before. It flew the Crew Dragon Demo 1 mission, RadarSat, and two other Starlink missions. So this will be the second time that a booster has flown five times and landed successfully. So keep your fingers crossed for a successful landing. I know I'm excited to see them use these boosters more than five times. I hope they can get up to 10 times. That would be awesome. And I think that would drive the price down per kilogram to LEO tremendously. Since SpaceX has started their rideshare program, more than 100 spacecraft have signed up to fly on a Falcon, with the cost being as low as $1 million for 200 kilograms to a sun-synchronous orbit. And they have this cool tree design for multi-sat rideshare missions. It's something you gotta go look at the animation to kind of understand, but it's really cool. And I think it's been used before plenty of times on other missions that were ride shares like this. On our last little bit of news, Rocket Lab's next mission, Pixar, it didn't happen, will fly out of their launch complex one on the 3rd of July. It'll be the second launch in 3 weeks, which is the fastest turnaround for an Electron rocket. So I'm looking forward to also watching that Electron launch and hope it all goes just as beautifully as the last Electron. And that concludes our episode for today. This is Luke Stamey with the Space Travel Podcast, signing off.